Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7 FM as we get set for the second to last week of the regular season in high school football. Now time to talk about the Atchison Phoenix. Head coach Jim Smith joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix, one of just a couple remaining undefeated teams in Class 4A. They moved to 6-0. They played last Thursday, a rare Thursday game, went to Highland Park, won it 64-8. There's so much to take away from that game, but I'll start here. There's only a day difference, obviously, between Thursday and Friday, but how much does the preparation week change when you play on Thursday compared to a Friday?
Well, we tried to make it as normal as possible, and yes, it does make a little difference, but we did a lot on a lot more than we usually do on Monday, and of course on Tuesday we did a little bit more, and then again Wednesday just did a little extra that we usually don't do that we had to get put in, and so again, it wasn't that big a deal, but again, we just tried to make it as simple as we could, or as close to what we've been doing.
And the game itself against the Scots, who have some very good athletes across the roster, you guys dominate again, pick up a big lead in the first half, don't look back, 64-8. What'd you like specifically about that win?
I just like the way the kids really came out and were focused and ready to play. I could see it in their eyes in the warm-ups, and they came out and just had all guns a-blazing.
What does it say about the quality of your team here in 2023, the strengths and the positives, because that win just ultimately clinched at least a share of your second straight league title? Just what does it say about the team you got right now?
Well, I think it says a lot about what they did over the summertime. We really had a great summer. I think I've said that before. And the kids are really enjoying playing with each other, and they support each other, and it's just been a great overall atmosphere in the locker room and on the field.
Top scoring offense right now in Class 4A, 61.5 points per game the Phoenix are putting up, and your quarterback, Trey Carter, he is nearing the 1,000-yard mark passing, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I mean, we've talked about some of his games specifically, but just in terms of the overall game manager that Trey is, what do you see there?
Well, the main thing I see is Trey has just become a great leader for our team this year. He's always so positive with his teammates, and he's just taken the team and put it on his shoulders and just playing fantastic.
And then Jaden Carter, the leading running back, accounting for roughly half the rush yards. You use multiple bodies back there, but he leads the team in touchdowns with 16. Kind of a similar question with Jaden. I mean, how do you see his progression going and where he's at?
And again, he's learning all the time. You know, he's hadn't played a lot of running back, but he's just a bulldozer back there, and he challenges people to come up and tackle him, and he's running hard.
Jeter Purdy's your leading receiver, but you got four guys in total on the outside with at least 160 receiving yards this season. So in that aspect, when Trey's throwing it, he's spreading it around. You got multiple bodies. What does it say about the depth at that position?
Well, again, the kids really have done a great job of understanding there's only one football, and not everybody's going to get all the balls thrown to them, and again, they support each other so much.
The offense, it's been so good. We obviously acknowledge that week in and week out, but how underrated is the defense played?
Well, I wouldn't say they're underrated. They don't get happy with me because we get other kids in the game, and they want that shutout, and I'm just not like that. I'm more like, let's get these kids in the game, and they've come to understand that, but again, the defense has played so well. We've got some kids in the right spot. We moved them around a little bit, and they're just playing tremendous.
And you've had so many big wins, or at least a handful of big wins, where you do have that opportunity, whether it's in the second half or the fourth quarter, where you can pull some starters, pull some veterans, get some younger guys in there for that PT. How crucial is it for the future of the program when you have that much success going on throughout the course of the year that you have that many times you can throw in some of those younger guys?
Well, it's just so important. I mean, they practice so hard all week. They pretty much get beat up in practice by the older kids, but to get out there on Friday night, it's just a different atmosphere than it is on Monday night, and I just think it's a great learning tool for us.
Atchison, the Metal Arc Conference champs, at least a share of it. It's a second consecutive year for that title for them, but now they get a non-district game. This is always a fun matchup. You take on Big Sevens, Perry Lecompton. You know, it was a good game last year, 34-22, but a cause team that's dealt with some injuries. They lost some really good talent. But they're coming off a win. They're second of the year. They got a little bit of momentum going in their direction. But, you know, what stands out about Perry Lecompton?
Well, again, you can't look at their record. I know they're a 2-4 team. But, you know, they've lost to the likes of Sabetha, Nemaw Central, Holton, Hayden. So they've had a tough schedule, and we have to come out and be ready to play.
Well, let's talk about a few keys to the game and kind of just expectations for this one on Friday against the Cause.
We're going to have to get our up-tempo offense going. We're going to have to really run to the ball. They have some great running backs, and I know they're very well coached. Coach Barrymore does a wonderful job there, and they're going to be ready for us.
There it is, Atchison football coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix 6-0 after the win against Highland Park last Thursday. They get Perry LeCompton at home on Friday this week, a ball game you can hear on KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you, Brandon.